What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Think of Woman a Lot Like a Reward from Loves, which is a free shower whenever you fill up your truck with 50 plus gallons of fuel. So, today, guys, we're going to be talking about a video about women. I know a lot of I haven't been uploading video about women in a long time because, well, politics is more important than women. But I've been seeing a lot of videos from Christians. I know the Red Knight's been uploading them, and a lot of guys out there, especially religious guys, whether they're Muslim, they're Christian, they're taking women too seriously. That's the problem, okay? The problem here, guys, is that you are putting woman on a pedestal when in reality a woman is worth no more than a shower credit here at Love. So as you guys know by now, I'm driving truck and kind of feel like Hammerhand when he used to make videos from his truck. I'm actually at a Love's gas station. Actually, it's a truck stop. I mean, that's the proper terminology. I'm at a Love's truck stop somewhere out in Chattanooga on my way to Kentucky tomorrow. And I loaded more than 50 gallons of diesel today, and I get a free coffee refill, which I have here, by the way. I got a free coffee refill over here. And I get a shower credit, meaning that I get to shower for free, which saves me about $18. Any of you guys out there who want to become truckers, the first month, maybe two, it's going to be really bad because you're like, fuck this shit, man. I'm going to back up. I'm going to hit somebody. You know, if somebody hits me like a civilian, I can go to prison. It's a very, very stressful and dangerous job. I'm not going to lie. Money at first ain't that good. I'm actually making more with DoorDash. As you guys know, reason why I'm not doing DoorDash anymore is simply because DoorDash deactivated me. Because when I was in Niggerville in D.C., I told you guys, fucking you go to pick up from a restaurant, fucking shootouts, fight, police. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm not going to pick up an order for $10 and get fucking offline for a $10 order. Fuck this shit. And I'll cancel the order. You do that over 10% and DoorDash deactivates you. A friend of mine, he did DoorDash in the same areas in D.C. I was doing. And he called me up a couple of days ago saying some black dude just came out of nowhere with a pocket knife, went to stab him in the throat, and he was able to like move really quick, where the black guy simply ended up grazing his nose like this, and then the black dude just went about his way as if nothing happened, you know. So kind of like that Ukrainian girl who was sitting in a train in Carolina, and then some black dude comes out, stabs her here, and that's it. A minute later, she's dead. The same thing was to happen to my friend, and he told me, I'm not doing this nigger shit no more, you know. I'm going to stay in the good part of the state he's in. He's not going to be going to Niggerville in D.C. Anymore, which is a smart thing to do, because again, guys, imagine being, you know, killed over a $10 DoorDash order, you know. What are they going to write on your tombstone? Got offlined over a $10 DoorDash order. It's like, how sad and pathetic at the same time, you know. But anyways, let's get to the point of this video. And I just wanted to say, guys, that when you become a trucker, you tend to learn how to use the apps. You learn how to get discounts. For example, let me show you. You guys see this over here? This is a Monster energy drink, okay? I've been getting, I remember when I was driving cab back in 2009 in LA, I was buying these for $2.50. Guess how much I got them for at Racetrack using the app? $2, okay, guys? I got this for $2. You have to buy four of them, which is fine because I drink energy drinks all the time. So I'm getting these for $2. Now, I know some of you guys out there are going to get smart and say, well, Amar, Walmart has an off-brand that you can get for $2. Aldi's has their own brand for like $1.50. Well, Monster, I have to admit, Monster is better than the Walmart stuff. The Walmart stuff is Rockstar, by the way, you know. Monster is a little bit better than Rockstar, and it's a lot better than, at least better tasting than what Aldi's has. So, yeah, whenever possible, if you can get this for like $2, as far as I'm concerned, that's a steal, okay? So, you can get this from Racetrack, the gas station. You don't need to be a trucker. I think you need to have the rewards app, which takes you like fucking 2 minutes to download. And this goes on until August 4th. So you have like 2.5 months to buy this for $2, as long as you buy four of them at the same time. Which, if you drink energy drinks like I do, you should be buying 20 of them at the same time. Also, guys, a Racetrack, for $9.99, you get a large pizza, and it's really good. Unfortunately, I can't be doing that shit anymore, guys, because sadly and unfortunately, I'm back up to 267 pounds where I was before Scamarona. You know, thanks to Scamarona, I went from 268 all the way down to 253. And then when I went to Ukraine, I went all the way down to like 222. Now I'm back up to 268. So gotta eat healthy, shit like that. I know this video is about women, but there are more important things than women. I'll show you real quick. Alright guys, so I was able to walk to Dollar General. I got this for $1.20. I want them in vegetable oil, because when they're in water, they taste horrible. I prefer them to be in vegetable oil, okay guys? I got this for $1.20. This over here, I got for $1. And I stock up on these guys for about two weeks, okay? So for $100, guys, actually it was $99. I bought a shitload of canned food for $99. A lot of this, a lot of that, and you know, some stuff here and there for $99. I also bought some of this stuff over here as well. You know, trying to eat as healthy as possible, because realistically speaking, guys, if you drive truck like I do, you're gonna be sitting in the truck pretty much all the time. I thought you can go to a gym, but you just can't take the truck and go wherever the fuck you want with it, you know. So you're stuck at a truck stop. What are you gonna do? You know, you're gonna sit in the truck. You ain't gonna do shit. You're gonna eat. You're gonna become fat and ugly. So if you're gonna eat, at least try to eat healthy. But the reality of the matter, guys, if you know how to use the apps like I do, you can probably eat out for like $15 a day and eat really good for 15 bucks a day if you know how to use the app. Also, guys, when you fill up at Love's, every gallon of diesel is equivalent of 1 cent. So today I found out I had 1,100 points, which is equal to like $11. I needed to buy a USB charger for my laptop, because my laptop charger went bad. So unfortunately, because I'm all over the place, I just can't go on Amazon and have it delivered to me, because I don't know where I'm gonna be the next day. Not to mention that, again, you can't take the truck wherever the F you want. So even if I knew where I was going to be tomorrow, there's no guarantee that Amazon will deliver it to where I'm at. You know, even if they had one of those lockers, there's no guarantee they're going to send it to a locker at a freaking truck stop. So what I had to do is that I actually had to buy a USB charger cable, And I found out something today, guys. Not all charging cables are equal. You see, as a cheap Jew, I'd buy the cheap charger cables from, let me see if I can show it to you. Oh God, it's back there. Let me show you what I'm talking about. So as a cheap Jew, guys, I would buy the cheap shit from Walmart for like $5, right? Well, I found out something today, guys, okay? Let me show you. Okay, I found out something, okay? See this? This cable cost me $17. After the $11 credit, I paid like $6 for it in cash, but I did have an $11 credit because of all the fuel I, you know, take for the truck. I found out that there are cables like this that have up to 60 watts, and then the cheap cables are like 15 watts, okay? Now, the more watts means the more energy that goes into the device. So the more energy that goes into the device, the more energy the device can consume to charge up quicker. Now, my MacBook Pro requires 90 watts. Obviously, this goes up to 60 watts only, which is fine. As long as my MacBook Pro is shut off and I let it charge overnight, even though 60 watts is not optimum for it, it will charge it. And then when I go to the store and I get on my laptop, what happens is that my laptop will lose energy when plugged into the wall, but instead of losing energy really quick, it will slowly lose energy even though it's still being charged, because again, 60 watts is not the needed 90 watts to charge my laptop. So I'm no longer gonna get the cheap 15 watt cables. I'm gonna buy the higher quality cables from now on. I thought that all USB cables were equal, whether it's a $5 cable or a $15 cable. I thought they were all equal. Turns out they're not equal. Obviously 60 watt cables are better for tablets. I mean, like a cheap $5 cable that's 15 watts, yeah, that's good for your smartphone. But if you're charging a tablet, or in my case a laptop, you need the 60 watts. Also keep in mind that the adapter that this goes into also has to output 60 watts. So even though this cable can deliver 60 watts of energy, if the plug adapter you have only outputs 20 watts or 25 watts, obviously you're not getting the full 60 watts that this can deliver. In my case, I think the adapter is a 30 watt adapter. So even though this can handle up to 60 watts, it's only delivering 30 watts because my adapter can output 30 watts. But realistically speaking, guys, 30 watts are good enough for telephone. They're good enough for a small tablet. But if you have like a freaking computer, I'm talking about a laptop, you know, you need at least 60 watts. And honestly, 30 watts, it will charge up your laptop. You just have to leave it overnight, turned off. And when you go to the store or you go to use the laptop, you're gonna plug it in, but it's gonna lose power. So let's say your power level is at 100 and your laptop takes a 90 watt power output, but you're giving it 30 watts. You know, even though this is 60 watts, your adapter only outputs 30 watt. Well, guess what? That 60 watt deficit is not gonna charge up your laptop. Your laptop is gonna lose energy, but it's gonna lose energy, you know, slower, even though it's technically being charged up. So I know I took like freaking 10 minutes explaining this to you, but I thought this was something important because, like I said, guys, I thought all cables $5, $15. I thought they were all equal. In reality, they were not. The more wattage, the better for your devices to charge up quicker, especially if you have a bigger device. So anyways, let's get into this video. Let me get some of this energy drink, getting a little bit sleepy. I just ate tuna and some of that chicken stuff I showed you. See, this is zero, this is like 10 calories. Again, the taste of this is way better than Aldi's. And again, as far as I'm concerned, Monster and Rockstar are the same. But when I see, and see, like, my limit for an energy drink is $2, okay? Like, a coffee refill is $2, okay? Now, so here's the deal. I get the coffee refills for free. So every time I load up over 50 gallons of fuel, they give me a coffee refill for free. Now, I don't put gas, diesel in my truck every day. So today I have a credit for free refill, but come tomorrow, I ain't gonna have a free refill. Well, guess what? I'm gonna use this as a stopgap until the next time I fill up 50 plus gallons so I can get the free refill. I know you guys are saying, Amar, that's like $2, dude. That makes no sense. Well, I'm a cheap Jew, so what the fuck do you all expect? So, free coffee, refills over 50 gallons. And if you get over 50 gallons, you get a free shower credit. Do you guys have any idea how many gallons this truck takes? 120 gallons, okay, guys? You know how much diesel is? About $6, okay? Some places it's more expensive. A couple of days ago, I was in Ohio and I filled up this truck, 120 gallons. It damn near cost me $800 to fill up this motherfucking truck with diesel. Now, I don't fill it out of my pocket. I use a company card, so the company pays for... I'm a W-2 driver, okay, guys? I don't pay for shit, okay? I don't pay for anything at all other than my motherfucking food. I don't pay for anything else, okay, guys? But the good news is, even though I'm using a company card, I get to get the reward points on my love card. So they do all the payment, and I get all the rewards, you know? Best deal ever, if you ask me. So, when you load more than 50 gallons of diesel, you get a free shower credit. All right, let me tell you something, guys. I already made a video about this. The best showers I have ever seen are at Love's, okay? Like truck stop showers, they're hella good. I'd venture to say they're better than some of the high-end hotels. Honestly, I'm very happy with the showers I see at Love's and other truck stops, okay, guys? So, we have to view women a lot like a reward, okay? Your reward as a truck driver, when you load more than 50 gallons of diesel, and it has to be 50 gallons at one time. You can't do 20 gallons today, 30 gallons tomorrow, and get a shower credit. Now, the good thing about the shower credit, guys, is that the shower credits, they pile up. So if you do 50 gallons today, 50 gallons tomorrow, you'll have two shower credits. Unfortunately, when you get a refill, I think the refill is only good for 24 or 48 hours. Like, for example, I put a lot more than 50 gallons today. So my free coffee refill is only good until tomorrow. But my shower is good for probably a week or more. But my free coffee refill, I need to get it by tomorrow before I leave, which I plan on doing. when you have to understand your reward for filling up your truck with over 50 gallons of diesel is a free shower. You guys out there, y'all gotta start looking at women like a reward. Women are not the prize. Get that in your motherfucking minds, dudes. Women are not the prize. They are a reward. Prize and reward, I know they're synonyms, meaning that they're similar, but they're quite distinct. A prize is something like, hey, my prize for winning the race is $1 million, okay? A reward is more of, you do ABC, 1, 2, 3, you get a reward. A reward is a lot like, see, a prize is more of dedication, okay? If you're an Olympic runner and you want that prize of the gold medal, you're gonna dedicate your life to running so you can one day get that prize, okay? A reward, okay, is far easier to attain than a prize, okay, guys? This is why we say women are not the prize, because if you say a woman is a prize, that means you have put her on a stool and you're now dedicating your life to getting a woman because she's a prize. You're dedicating your life to that woman. A reward is ABC, 1, 2, 3, you get this. Again, a reward is far easier to attain, and you can attain a reward multiple times, okay? Like, if you become an Olympics, unless you're like Michael Phelps, you know, very few people are gonna get multiple, gold medals, right? I mean, the average Olympian gets a gold medal, like, what, once or twice in their life, and that's it, you know? So a prize is usually something that you attain very, very few times in your life. Maybe once or twice if you're lucky, okay? But a reward, you can attain a reward, you know, many times, quite honestly. So you guys out there gotta start viewing women as more of a reward. I go out there, I look smacks, I money max, I get the fuck out of the country, I get woman. That's my reward, okay? My reward when I look smacks, when I money max, is to get a woman, okay? And if she goes her way, hey, not a problem. Look, tomorrow, guys, I've got to get a refill tomorrow. Now, my reward is to get a refill tomorrow within 24 hours of me putting diesel in my truck from a couple hours ago. Now, what happens if I don't get my reward tomorrow? If I forget to get coffee tomorrow, what's gonna happen? Is it the end of the world? No. All I need to do is put 50 gallons of diesel in my truck and I get another free coffee refill. What happens if my 4 or 5 shower credits expire because, you know, I went home for a week and I didn't have to shower at a truck stop? What's gonna happen? Is it the end of the world for me? No, it's not. Simply fill up your tractor trailer. I mean, here's the thing, dudes. Look, here's the thing, okay? If I did the math, okay, guys? It's almost $1 a mile to, every mile costs you about 85 cents, okay? This is a Volvo, it's an older truck, it has almost 900,000 miles on it, so it's probably getting like fucking 6.5 miles a gallon The average truck, the average diesel cost is about $6. This truck is getting me 6.5 miles per gallon. So if you do the math, it's almost $1 a mile. It's more like 85 to like 90% of a dollar, okay? So when you put in, for example, okay, when you put in 120 gallons and you time them by six, because that's the cost of the diesel, that's 720 miles. Now again, you get a little bit more, so it's not exactly $1 a mile, it's a little bit more than $1 a mile. It's like every dollar gets you like 1.2 miles around there. So when you put in $720 worth of diesel, you're getting about, I'd probably say 800 and some miles on this truck, okay? So you can only drive 11 hours a day, and if you're driving at, let's say, 60 miles on average, and you drive 10 hours, that's 600 miles. You can put easily 600 miles on this truck a day, assuming you're going on highways and not traveling inside the town where it's sub 45 miles an hour. So in just a 10 hour day, even if this gas tank, a diesel fuel tank, that's what they call it. By the way, guys, if you're doing your CDL classes, they don't call it the gas tank, they call it the fuel tank. You say fuel, you don't say gas, you're gonna get laughed at, okay? Even in the truck stop world, okay, you tell them either, you tell them diesel or fuel, you tell them diesel, don't tell them gas, you're gonna get laughed at, okay? So when you're at the CDL school and they're like quizzing you, what's this called? You say, this is my fuel tank, okay? If you say gas tank, you're gonna get laughed at. So even if I was given this truck with a full tank of fuel, after my 10 hour shift, I can fill it up with 50 plus gallons, and I'll be able to get that free shower, I'll be able to get that coffee refill. And the good thing is, the minute you hit 50 gallons, boom, shaka, laka, 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 you get the free shower and you get the free coffee refill. So like I said, guys, even if I was to go home right now, okay, forget the coffee refill tomorrow, forget the free shower credit I got, forget all that shit, okay, if I was to go home today, right now, take a week off, and I come back and I have no shower credit, I have no coffee credit, all I have to do, take out this bad boy, drive about a good 500 plus miles, go to Love's, and boom, shaka laka 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 laka, after 15 minutes of filling it up, I got my free coffee refill, I got my free shower. That's my motherfucking reward, okay, guys? When I go home, I don't think about, oh my god, my coffee refill expired without me taking advantage of it. Oh my god, my shower, my beautiful shower. Oh my god, I have one night that's for my shower. I don't even sweat it, because I know my reward for putting 50 gallons of diesel in this motherfucking truck, I get my motherfucking reward, guys. ABC, 1, 2, 3, boom, shaka laka laka, okay? You guys gotta start thinking the same thing about these motherfucking hoes out there, okay? Women are your reward. You money max, you looks max, you GU max, okay? Again, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or in the case of Coach Bitch Pill, traps and tile ladyboys. The point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that women are a reward. They're not the prize, okay? When I go to a love's shower, do I bring flowers with me for the shower? No, I don't. Why? Because that shower is a reward. It's not my prize, okay? Same thing with these motherfucking hoes out there, okay? Now, the reason why I'm making this video, the Red Knight uploaded a couple of videos from Christians who wanna make women the prize. Muslim sales do the same damn thing. They want to make women the prize. They want their motherfucking life to revolve around a woman's vagina because that woman to them is the prize. And because, again, like I said, when something is a prize, you're going to dedicate yourself to attaining that prize. If it's a reward, you damn well know ABC, 1, 2, 3. Boom, shaka, laka, 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 I get my motherfucking reward, okay, guys? That's how you all gotta start viewing women. Don't view them as some sort of prize, okay? Now, for me to get the shower credit, what do I need to do? I need to drive, okay? You go out, you drive, and then you go to a gas, pull up at the Love's, fill it up, 50 plus gallons, boom, shakalaka, you get your reward. So, my main goal is to drive, okay? I go out there, I drive, I do my job, and I get fuel to support my driving. And when I get that fuel, I get the reward. What that means is that you guys gotta have your own motherfucking purpose, okay? My purpose is to make money, open restaurants, travel around the world, and have fun. And in that case, you gonna hook up with bitches, and that becomes your motherfucking reward, okay? So my purpose, again, my purpose, open restaurants, travel the world, and look smacks, obviously. And when you're doing all that stuff because you're on your motherfucking purpose, you want to make as much money as you can and you want to attain as much status as you can, your reward for making money, attaining status, look smacks, and geomax, and your reward is getting pussy for that, okay? So I want everybody out there to view woman as no more important than a shower credit at fucking Love's, okay? Personally, I'd actually consider the shower credit at Love's to be more valuable than a fucking Sharmuta, especially when you're in Florida. Like, for real, guys, like, I'm in Tennessee right now. It's a little bit, it's you guys can't see it, but it rained all day. It's kind of hot and humid. I'm beginning to sweat a little bit. If I turn the engine on, you guys ain't gonna hear anything. But if I was in Florida and I was doing this video in Florida, I'd be sweating like a pig. Like, this would be drenched, motherfuckers. So in Florida, a shower credit is more important to me than fucking pussy in Florida, okay, guys? So this is what I want to leave you off on this video with, is that stop viewing women, especially you Muslim sales out there, okay? Stop viewing women as fucking prize. A prize is, price does not equate to reward. Yeah, they're somehow like synonyms, but they're not exactly equal, okay? They're not exactly equal. A prize is something you dedicate your life to because you want to attain the prize, okay? You want to be a gold medalist gymnast, you're going to dedicate your entire life to gymnast stuff, okay? But if your reward is ABC XYZ, you don't have to dedicate your life to that reward in particular. Again, guys, when I go drive in this truck, I'm not saying to myself, man, I can't wait until I get that shower at at Love's. I don't say that. I don't think about the shower. All I know is I'm driving, I'm making money, I get paid 46 cents per mile, okay? All I know is eventually this truck, after 500 miles, it's gonna require fuel, okay? I pull into Love's, I fuel it up, 50 plus gallons, boom, shaka-laka-laka, here's your okay? Here's your free shower credit, here's your free coffee, okay? I'm not working for, okay, you guys need to understand, when I get on the motherfucking road with this motherfucking truck, I'm not getting on the road for the, I'm not getting, do you guys realize how asinine this sounds? I'm not getting on the road for the motherfucking truck. I am getting on the road with the motherfucking truck, yes, but I'm not getting on the road for the motherfucking shower. I'm not getting on the road for the motherfucking coffee refill, okay? That is a byproduct of me being on the road, making money so I can get more restaurants in Colombia, travel the world, okay? My purpose, travel the world, open the restaurants, and to attain that, because that's my prize, okay? My prize is to open more restaurants and travel the world. That's my motherfucking prize. So to attain this prize, I have to drive this motherfucking truck, okay? Now, my reward for filling up this truck is free shower, free coffee refills, okay, guys? So, if you view women exactly like I view a shower credit or a free coffee refill, by the way, your life is gonna be much better, because you can focus on better things. I've said this. Look, guys, as long as you're not Yogi Oaks Short or Coach Bitch Pill Fugly, you'll be fine, okay? Even if you're like fucking 5'8", 5'9", you'll be fine. You probably have to go to fucking, I don't know, some island in the Philippines and marry a fucking 4'10" girl, but I'm 6'3", so what do I know about short people, you know? But the point that I'm trying to get across to everybody watching this motherfucking video, guys, is that you've got to stop having your life revolve around women. And women can tell if a guy doesn't give a fuck about them. They can tell that. They know when a guy is on and is on his purpose, he has better things to do than them. Like, you guys take me, for example. If a bitch gives me a hard time, bye-bye. As you guys know, I was married. How long? When was I married? It's 2026. Holy shit, I was married like almost fucking 8 years ago. Seems like yesterday. Oh my god. As you guys know, I was married for a month. The bitch was problematic. Hey, when a bitch is problematic, look, here's the thing, like, okay, like, this job to me is problematic from day number one, okay? There are times I feel like quitting, but not anymore, because you get to know how to make things better. Like, for example, okay, my biggest issues with this job was finding a place to park, because you can only work, you can only drive 11 hours a day over 11 hours, you know, that is a violation, and you can get fined several thousand dollars for that, okay? So my biggest issue was finding a place to park at night. Well, now the solution for me is very simple. Park by 3-4 in the afternoon, find a place to park, okay? Because most drivers don't show up until 6 o'clock, okay? But 6 p.m. is when drivers start showing up to the truck stops. So if you're at a truck stop by, let's say, 3, maybe 4 at the latest, you're almost guaranteed to find a place, okay? And if you have to drive to a rest area, Now, personally, I don't like rest areas because at rest areas, they ain't got no restaurants. But you know what? Now that I got my food with me from Dollar General, I don't need a fucking restaurant to go to, okay, guys? I can eat the food that I already bought. So whether I go to a rest area later on at night, or whether I go to a truck stop like this by 3 o'clock, I'm good, okay? Another problem I had was backing up, you know, because I don't want to hit anybody or anything else when I back up, okay, guys? You never ever want to hit anybody or anything when you're backing up. So a lot of times I'd see a truck parking spot available, but I'm like, I can't back into it. There's a truck here, there's a truck there. I'm gonna hit something, and I'd be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go find another space. But now, guys, because I've been doing this for 2 weeks, I got a lot better at backing up. So like, all my fears about, hey man, I want to quit this job, all my fears are subsidizing. Now the only problem that's left is that I'm not making that much money. I'm making like $700 a week, and that's before taxes, and take away 15%, I'd be lucky if I make $600 now. But here's the thing, you know, once the company sees that, hey, this guy is able to drive safely, he does his delivery on time, he doesn't kill anybody or, you know, gets into an accident, hey, we can give him more miles, you know. So if I get 2,500 miles a week, which is likely, divide that by almost half, that's like what, $1,200, take away taxes, 15%. I should be getting about $1,000 a week. Once I optimally drive about 2,500 miles a week, my paycheck should be about $1,000 a week, which, like I said, you know, when you start driving truck, your paycheck, your take-home paycheck is going to be about $1,000 a week. Instead of eating out for, you know, $15 to $20 a day, I'm eating out for the equivalent about $6 or $7 a day because I buy my own damn shit. So, let's say you make $4,000 a month after taxes. Your food bill is, let's say $400, right? $400 food bill. You're walking away with $3,500 cash in your pocket after taxes, after food. And like I said, only thing I pay for when I'm on the road is motherfucking food. I don't pay for anything else. For example, I had to buy Rain-X for this car, for this truck. So guess what? You know, my company reimbursed me for the Rain-X. So in this job, guys, I'm only paying for my food. I'm not paying for anything else. So, you know, if you can spend the whole month without eating, hey, the money you make after taxes, 100% of that goes into your pocket. Now, if you're like any normal human being out there, you know, you gotta eat, you know. So this is what I'm telling you guys. If you're gonna eat, use the apps, see which store has discounts going on. Like I said, you can go to Racetrack, get yourself a big ass pizza for $10, and it's pretty damn good for gas station pizza. Unfortunately, if you eat that shit every day, you're gonna balloon up. Like I said, guys, I've been doing this job on my own for about 2 weeks. I had a trainer for like 4 weeks, so I've been doing this job for a year, for a month and a half, and I went up from like fucking 250 to like 267 as of last night. Because again, all you do is eat. You eat unhealthy, you don't move, okay? Well, starting from yesterday, you know, I'm not gonna be able to go out and move, but I'll be able to eat healthy. So as you guys saw, I'm eating tuna, which as we know is very healthy. I'm eating chicken soup, which is healthy. I'm eating vegetables, which are healthy. So I'm gonna start eating healthy. That way I can go back down to like 255 pounds. As long as I am under 260 pounds doing this job, I'm happy. You guys also gotta keep in mind, I'm off of TRT. And the reason why I'm off of TRT is that I want to see myself like absolute worst case scenario, okay? Like right now at 267 pounds, this is like absolute worst case scenario. Now the reason why I'm doing that is so when I have enough money for liposuction, I can go to my doctor in Merida, Mexico and be like, hey man, it's woefully obvious all the fat part and all the fat in me that needs to be sucked out, you know? When I weigh 220 pounds and I go to the doctor, he's gonna be like, yeah, you really don't have that much fat that needs to be sucked out, okay? But now that I weigh 265 plus pounds, the doctor is gonna look at me, he's gonna say, you got fat there, fat there, fat there. Here's what you guys gotta know about fat cells, okay? Fat cells exist in your body. It's just that if you eat a lot, those fat cells get big. So what liposuction does is that it actually removes the fat cells. So when you remove the fat cell and you still eat a lot, then that fat goes somewhere else, you know? But like I said, I went off of TRT. I'm living this unhealthy lifestyle because I want absolute worst case scenario. So when the doctor sees me at my absolute worst case scenario and he's able to do liposuction on me, he's going to make me look good where I really don't have to be like, okay, where do I need fat to be taken out of? Because when you weigh 265 pounds like I am right now, see, legally the maximum they can take out of you, even in Mexico, is the equivalent of like 11 pounds. Like, even though I'm a big guy, they can legally only take out like 11 pounds out of me. So if I'm weighing like, let's say I weigh 266 pounds, right? They'll take 11 pounds out of me. I'll be down to 249 pounds, okay? Now, optimally, I need to be about sub 240. Like, if I am 235 pounds with liposuction, I'm good, okay? Now, if I get two liposuctions, it'll take off about 22 pounds. So let's say I'm 260 pounds, because realistically speaking, guys, I gotta be eating right. I can't be eating fucking Popeyes and pizza and chicken wings, you know? That's a really bad combo, especially at my age. So let's say I eat right, which is what I'm doing now, and I get down to 260 pounds. You take 11 pounds from that, I'm down to 249. Then I come back 6 months later for more liposuction. I'm down to like 200 and maybe 35, 37 pounds. And once I get sub 245, like realistically speaking, guys, once I hit 245, like without TRT, then I'd go back on TRT. Hopefully by that time, I would have quit this motherfucking job and I'd be able to exercise. Because honestly, guys, I want to get down to 215, man. I want to be 215 pounds, you know. I think being 215 will be a game changer for me. So pretty much speaking, I need to lose like 50 pounds. Like I said, I might need two liposuction surgeries. That will get me down to like 235, 237. And then after that, back on TRT, back at the gym, maybe I can lose like 20 pounds naturally. And you guys have to keep in mind, man, if I'm like eating like what I'm eating right now, like tuna, chicken, shit like that, like for real, guys, like before I got married, I actually lost 20 pounds eating tuna, right? I was 260 some pounds and I lost 20 pounds in less than 2 months simply by eating the same shit I'm eating right now. So naturally speaking, I can lose, you know, 20, I can be 240 pounds in 2 months if I simply ate right, you know. But like I said, I'd rather be around the 250 pound. I'd rather be around the 255 pound mark. That way, when I go in for liposuction, the doctor can see the areas that really need liposuction. So maybe I can, maybe just one liposuction surgery. Maybe if I bribe the doctor a little something something, he can take out like, you know, 15 pounds rather than 11 pounds. So let's say I get down to like 255 pounds and I'm like, hey doctor, if I give you a little something something, you know, can you take out like 15 pounds? I'm down to 255. He takes 15 pounds of fat out of me. Now I'm down to 240 pounds. I'm like, you know what? I'll just eat right, eat less, maybe go to the gym. Maybe by that time I'll be done with this job. As you guys know, Hammerhand, I met Hammerhand in person. He took me to the side and he was like, hey man, you don't want to do this job long term, man. Like a year if you can, maybe 2 years max, but you don't want to be doing this job for 5 years like he did, you know. So I'm really hoping that a year from now, less than a year from now, I'd be long gone from this job. And maybe a year from now, I'd be down to like 215, 220 pounds. So yeah, guys, I know I haven't been making a lot of videos, but now that I'm getting the hang of things, I'll be making more videos. But I'll be making videos from cooler climates. Like I said, you know, if I start up the car right now and get AC, y'all ain't gonna hear anything at all because this motherfucking truck is so motherfucking loud. But if I'm in Florida and I'm doing this shit, I'd literally be all sweat. You know, I barely broke a sweat right now. Like, I'm sweating a little bit, so this is why I'm gonna end it in the next 2 or 3 minutes, so I can turn on the car and get some AC, turn on the truck and get some AC going. So expect a little bit more videos from me, guys, especially when I have downtime like this. Like I said, I came here around 3 o'clock and I don't have to leave until maybe 4 in the morning. So now that I got all this time, now that, oh god, it made it even worse. I think there's another one that does that. Is this a little bit better? Okay, that's not bad. That's a little bit better. So, it's a red light. So, now that I get times like this where I park at like 2, 3 in the afternoon, and I don't have to be on the road until like 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, I can spend an hour like this and do a video like this. Kind of like the old days where I do videos while I was traveling. That's probably what I'm going to do. Good thing about driving truck is that I'll be giving more perspective to you guys. Like I said, dudes, if like doing DoorDash and Uber is not something that turns you on, you guys have to remember, you know, if you're like fucking 45 years old and you're doing Uber and DoorDash, like, where in life did you go wrong, right? So you'd get far more respect from society by being a trucker at 45 than delivering motherfucking pizza. It is what it is. And again, guys, you know, you guys gotta understand something, okay? And I'm gonna end this video on this. If we, let's say right now, guys, let's say right now we truckers in America said, fuck you, Donald J. Trump, we ain't working, tomorrow this country will collapse, okay, guys? If we, the truckers in America, said, fuck you, Donald J. Trump, we ain't working, America will collapse tomorrow morning. If Donald J. Trump stops working, guess what? He really makes America great again. So, who's more important? Us truckers or fucking Taco? Okay, guys? So, that's my video for today, guys. Hopefully, I'll be able to upload this video, because most truck stops are out in the middle of nowhere, plus their internet usually sucks dick. So hopefully I'll be able to upload this video today. Today is the 24th. Hopefully you'll be able to see it 10 o'clock Florida time. May 24th. If you guys see it like May 25, May 26th, then just understand that internet sucks dick. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.